League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome back.
To the 101th episode. You didn't get the balloon. It still says 100.
You know, I didn't get it because I wanted us to rely on our imaginations.
You didn't get the balloon because you want people to imagine it?
And us.
So should we just not even do the podcast so they can just imagine a podcast?
Well, I think the podcast needs to be realistic, but for the balloons, I feel like my imagination and so are the listeners.
Also, buying a new balloon each week is really wasteful, contributing to global waste. So we probably honestly will. Like, some of you guys might be thinking, Lucas and Jacob, take down the 100th episode. You're so lazy. Take it off the wall. But from my point of view, it's like, I'm not going to take it off because might as well get the most use out of it. Keep it up for like 3 years?
I almost quit the podcast because I didn't want to keep using all these materials.
We use iPads.
But I didn't want to buy microphones and stuff because I don't want to support the microphone business. Because why?
It's really corrupt. Look into it.
Yep. Microphones are used to, you know, to spread the word of singles, but...
Oh, didn't you watch a really intense documentary, The Social Dilemma? Apparently it's really intense about how social media is just horrible.
I watched 5 minutes of it.
Wait, is that your review? You turned off after 5 minutes?
No, because I watched 5 minutes of it, and I was like, I might come back to it. But then my sister watched it, our sister, and she said that, it was kind of good. So then I was like, what's the point of watching it?
She said it's kind of good, which means it's kind of bad.
Well, I took the kind of good as like, what's the point of watching it?
Yeah, I think I'm not going to watch it because from what I've heard, it's about, social media can ruin your life if you become addicted. But I feel like I already know that, so maybe someday I'll watch it. But, like, I'm not dying to because it's like, I feel like I've already watched this documentary. I swear I've already seen that documentary. It was about Facebook, though. It was about how they know everything about you.
Well, they released it 3 years ago to a select group of people. I'm joking.
But I swear, I saw one about Facebook, and it was like, it knows everything about you. And it says it can find it if you're, like, a vulnerable person. And then, like, it'll push, like stuff towards you, like, to convince you to like believe things. So it's like that would suck if like you looked at your social media, somehow you could see and it said this person is easily brainwashed. It's like, are you kidding me?
Well,
like, if you were in that category,
I don't know what category I am on Instagram, because everyone I know has likes on their Instagram, but my Instagram for the past year and a few months hasn't had likes.
Which is confusing.
Yeah, because I thought that a year ago they said, we're going to start rolling it out. But I just assumed they canceled it, but I still don't have likes. So am I never going to have likes?
Yeah, and we thought about it. I still have likes, but Jacob doesn't. Some of you guys might not. And I was thinking, I'm like, so maybe they thought you guys were the most vulnerable. But like, these people are really insecure.
But people my age that I know have likes.
I know. I don't. Something about the way you use Instagram and the way you zoom in on people, the stuff you
I do want to know why they
really
did it.
Made them think that, like, this person can't have likes. Because they're taking it too seriously.
I need to know why they took them away. That could
maybe
be why.
Maybe it's just random. But what I'm confused about is, I remember it was this huge thing. Instagram's taking away likes. Now it's been like a year and a half. Just give them back. Unless you're going to take them away from everyone. Now you can't have likes, but some people can. That's annoying.
I know. And I'm not really like annoyed. It's like, okay, I can't see likes, but it's like,
it is
why
annoying.
Am I being treated differently than all these other bitches?
And it's been a year and a half. So can you maybe put it so like you have the option to pick? Because now I can never see anyone. Like, you just don't have the option. Your freedom has been taken away.
Yeah. Instagram just, I mean, yeah, it just isn't a good situation that I'm in right now.
Yeah.
About the social
dilemma.
So
everyone else out there, though, who doesn't have likes, Jacob can feel you.
Okay, but even though I'm saying
you
other
should be
people,
honest.
These bitches, I don't think anyone else has it.
But don't you have
Not
a second?
Bitches,
don't you have
sorry.
A burner account to look at likes still?
Well, if I want to look at likes, so for example, this is an example of when I want to look at likes. So these people on TikTok, Addison Rae and stuff,
yeah,
are blowing up. So I'm just a curious human. So I'm like, I want to see how many likes they get.
Oh yeah. Just from an analytical point of view.
Yeah. So then I compare their likes to like Kim Kardashian. So then I just like know like, oh, who gets more likes for just
wait, who
for
does?
My own.
I want to know.
I'm pretty sure, like, the TikTokers get more
That's
likes.
What's insane about the new TikTokers. Like, Charlie and Addison. I don't know. Is there other people in this group, or is it just them?
There's, like, others, but I don't really know.
But it's just crazy. It is, like, insane that they last year, they maybe didn't have, like, any of these followers. Now they have more followers and likes than, like, Beyonce. Isn't that just crazy?
I know.
Like, from TikTok. So, like, no wonder why they want to take TikTok away, because it is Charlie
too
and Addison.
Powerful.
Charlie and Addison have too much power. Like, they... I don't know. They have too much power.
Whoever they say should win the election is going to win.
I know. One stroke of a finger, and they could make Cheetos go out of business.
They could.
If they both decided to, they could be like, Doritos are done.
I'm not joking. If Charlie D'Amelio tweeted, can we have a Cheetah goes 5 or 4? It would happen.
It would come
I know.
Out tomorrow.
I'm not joking. I think a year from
I
not,
swear,
yeah.
if Charlie D'Amelio said, Cheetah Girls coming out Christmas this year, Disney Channel would be like, we didn't have any plans, but now we're going to shoot it and get it done in time for Christmas of this year because she sent it out. And we have to do whatever they say.
Oh, same with if she tweeted, Marvin, please come back. You're going to be in the studio tomorrow, flown out to LA in the studio.
Oh, they're the dictators of us.
Yeah, it's scary.
But
with the social dilemma, though, I do still kind of want to watch it because there's some points where like I didn't know what a thing. Like I guess Instagram tracks how long you look at a picture,
which like I get. Like I don't think is that bad.
It just weird, I guess.
But like that's how they make the algorithm so good. I think it's bad if like I think I can see the bad side of like oh they know exactly how to sell stuff to you. Like that kind of is weird. Like it's like I don't know how to. It's just kind of that's odd to me. But like the whole like. Oh, they're going to see how long you zoom in on someone to see if they should send that to you. Like say, for example, you're like looking at Khloe Kardashian's photo for a long, like they'll probably send you her photos next time you go on. But like that doesn't really creep me out because it's just the algorithm.
I guess it's just weird to me. Interesting. Yeah.
It is crazy how much the apps know about you. Like even with YouTube, like they know exactly what to recommend to you, you know?
Oh, yeah, they do. And then you just, yeah, just. So isn't it like just about. Isn't the documentary basically saying, like, we're all addicted to our phones and they feed off addiction? That's what it seems like.
Oh,
it's about.
Yeah. Like, the whole point of an app is to keep you addicted because, like, obviously they want you to stay on the app.
So it made me think that apps, in a way, are doing the same thing that cigarettes do. Because you get addicted to them, so you keep giving them money.
Oh, yeah. But we don't know if they give you cancer yet.
What? Apps. Oh, the apps. Well, I guess it would just affect your mental state. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. So it gives you, like, a different type of thing.
Yeah.
But me and Jacob are actually a part of the whole conspiracy because we're both YouTubers and we both have, they tell you like when you go to these optimization things to optimize your YouTube channel, they say like the whole goal is to keep the viewer on YouTube. So like keep them watching, put a playlist in the description of your other videos so they'll click it and keep watching.
I know. I remember it's so when they
funny,
told
like,
me.
Saying the most simple thing but making it sound creepy.
Oh, yeah. Like,
like putting a playlist link in your description like to keep them on the platform.
Oh, you can make it sound creepy because with YouTube now, if your video is over 10 minutes, you can add in. I can make it sound so creepy making a video, a documentary saying, okay, so with all these social media influencers, they use their power to make money. They add an ad every 5 minutes to generate money from the masses and to steal money out of your pocket. Even though, like, you aren't giving the money out of your pocket, but just say it, you know?
Or you, like, you know when those YouTubers say, like, make sure to watch to the end because I have an announcement. So then they watch all the ads.
I know, and then the ads lead to global warming somehow.
Yeah. I heard it here first.
Like, yeah.
For some reason, what popped into my mind was the James Charles $100,000 giveaway.
Oh, who won that?
I know. I was just thinking that. And I was like, why
know.
Didn't I join?
I didn't join because I just thought if for some reason I was picked on the thing, he wouldn't pick me because he'd be like, oh, he's a YouTuber, so people are going to be mad.
Rich.
Not rich, but people would be mad, I feel like, because he's already a YouTuber. Why are you
what I always wonder with that giveaway, since it's so much money, is he hand-selecting someone, do you think? Or is, like, it actually just a random? Because, like, what if it did randomly land on, like, Just like some rich, spoiled kid. Obviously, you don't want to give them the
this
money.
This is what I feel like they do. So they randomly pick someone, but then they Google that person to just like make sure they aren't like living in a mansion.
Oh,
just so
yeah.
the viewers don't get mad.
Yeah. Look at their social media. So that's good advice. If any of you Bro Show listeners have entered the James Charles $100,000 giveaway, what I would do is redo your social media to look just, you know, like you aren't living in luxury, like maybe...
Just like middle class.
Yeah, just like, or even just, I don't know, just even just green screen yourself in front of a house that isn't yours.
Yeah.
And then just try to make them feel bad for you to give you the 100K.
It's so good that someone wins that.
Oh, I actually think he's splitting it between five people.
For real.
I know. I know too much about this giveaway. But
just admit you signed up under a Bono account. What if it came out there's this whole documentary saying because you made five different accounts and you ended up winning all of it? And then like there was a documentary 5 years ago about how this YouTuber scammed his way to making 100K.
That's a documentary I would watch. All of these YouTuber giveaways that people do. There was a documentary that said, nobody knows that one person wins them all. I would be like, I'm watching that. And it was this one person making fake accounts to win all the giveaways.
Someone tweeted me once that because a few years ago I gave away a drone. And someone tweeted me once, you didn't actually give it away. I know you're lying. And then I actually was like, did I give it away? But I actually did give it away. But I just thought it was
didn't
funny.
Didn't you low-key give away too?
Or no, I bought one for myself in one.
But like, they were expensive.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't it, how much was it?
Just give out. Honestly, don't know.
Boo! You don't know? Wait, you don't even look at prices.
I just forgot because it was years.
Wasn't it like $1,500 though?
No, I don't think so.
Oh really? But remember when you did it? I remember being surprised because I was like, "Oh, that's so nice of you! Like, you could give away like something cheaper, but you're giving away a drone. Like, that is crazy." I remember the one thing
you
I gave away,
a MacBook, right?
I gave away an iPad and a G7X and a Canon G7X to like start your own. I think that was the whole thing. Like, if you want to become a vlogger, like I'm going to give this away. And I actually gave it away to people. I sent it.
But I don't think I'm lying.
But because I actually did give it away. I remember I gave away an iPad and I gave away G7X. But I was so scared people would call me out that I'm pretty sure like I retweeted the person with the product.
Oh,
so I was like,
yeah.
I don't want anyone coming for me. But the scary thing about those giveaways is like, people get so mad when they don't win, so I don't want to do it again.
And then also, like, when I did the giveaway, I was under the impression that like I was gonna like blow the fuck up, but that didn't happen to me.
Oh yeah, this was the era of YouTube where like I said, if you subscribe, you automatically enter into the giveaway. But like I remember when people didn't win it, like they were just mad. So I was like, oh, I probably won't do that again because like the thing is, yeah, like 99% of the people are mad. Because they didn't win, you know?
Oh, yeah. Is that illegal or no? Obviously, it's not illegal, but
I think there are guidelines you have to follow if you're doing a giveaway, which neither
didn't
of us
YouTube,
did.
Yeah, didn't YouTube change how you can do it?
Yeah, this was, like, years ago when we did it, but I would watch that documentary. One person secretly wins them all.
I know, and it's, like, someone in Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
That would be really interesting. Du-du-du.
Oh, transition!
Okay. This is where the ad break would be, but we don't have them for this week.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, we actually got our first ad, I'm so excited to do it.
I know.
Not our first ad. Our first ad since signing with this new company. It's for such a funny product. I cannot wait to do it.
it feels like we're in like Gummyland something.
What'd you say?
That means it feels like we're in like Gummyland one and it's like a la joke or something.
Wait, Gummyland?
I don't know. That's what
I just thought was so funny was how we're like doing a preview for an ad. Like saying an ad's coming, it's like they don't care. Any other podcast said, oh, we have a really exciting ad coming, but it's like those are the parts you fast forward. So
I feel like there's like five people watch it. Like obviously there's more, but like that's what like I picture. Like if you listen to this, you're like, why are they acting like we should be excited for an ad? We aren't.
It's like, that's annoying. We prefer it without.
So I wanted to talk about what is your feeling on pumpkin spice bitches?
Honestly, I'm for it, you know? Like, I feel like I used to think, oh, basic ass or whatever. But, like, now I'm like, oh, I'm excited for different parts of the year.
And
you
I
know?
Did try the Starbucks pumpkin cold brew. And
I had a sip.
Dunkin' Donuts pumpkin. And I have to say, even if any of you guys, if later in my life I get my own drink at Dunkin' Donuts, I love Dunkin' Donuts, but the Starbucks one was butter.
Why?
Just because, like, it seemed more, like, high class, upper, like... Who said that on Neil Casas?
Upper echelon.
What does that mean?
Just like rich.
Yeah, upper echelon. But then at Dunkin' Donuts, it's more just like, oh, they just slap it together, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I've never liked Dunkin' Donuts. to make sure to cut that out if they ever do anything. but I've never liked their coffee. I'm sure their donuts slay. But the coffee...
The donuts are dry.
Remember the one time I had their coffee, remember it had such a like racing heart? I was like, I can't drink this again. Doesn't it have ridiculous amounts of caffeine?
I mean, I think it just did crack in a bottle.
I'm like, I'm used to like Keurig coffee, where it's like literally like 90 grams of caffeine. But I think those are like 300. but maybe one day I'll get to it. I feel like Dunkin' Donuts just seems like so much to like commit to because they're so big.
Oh, I got a medium yesterday, and like even a medium, like I was just jamming out to "Higher Love" by Kygo and Whitney Houston, and then I almost got in an accident.
Of Duncan?
Because I was turning under the street, taking a right, and I didn't realize that there was a right lane before the official right lane by the stoplight, if you know what I mean. So it's a mini light right lane.
And it cut off.
Yeah, and it cut off. And I didn't realize that because I don't know if they, again, like at this moment after that happened, I was actually like, maybe I shouldn't drink Dunkin' Donuts because like my brain isn't used to that stuff. And then I like had to stop so fast. And it ended up being a church, and I was just so awkward with it. I just thought it was so uncomfortable if they caught it on surveillance cameras or something.
Oh my God. Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I wasn't on any drugs, just caffeine.
But the reason why I don't drink Dunkin' as well is because since it has so much caffeine, I know it's going to make me tired. Because remember one time at Starbucks, I got the red eye or something. And it's supposed to be so much just coffee. It's like coffee with espresso shots, just so much coffee banged into one drink. And I had it and I took a nap right after. Because I think my body is the type of body that if I have too much caffeine, it decides like, we're just going to go to bed because we don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's a thing. Why I can't drink Dunkin'. I'll just go to bed after.
This leads me to my new thing. I didn't even write this in my notes, but this is a big topic, like a big topic. It makes me really just interested in what the future is going to be.
What?
Because you know how Starbucks is now making canned coffee?
Wait, what?
They're making canned coffee. I saw a commercial. They're making canned cold brew.
Shut up.
Yeah. And the reason why
it's actually in a can, though.
It's actually in like a Diet Coke can, and I'm not joking.
Oh my God, that makes me feel better. Because I thought I was picturing a soup can. I'm not kidding. I was picturing a black bean can.
Wait, why would it be?
That's why
can?
I was so grossed out. I was just like, I do not want to have coffee in a can. That grosses me out. I pictured getting a can opener to open it, and I was like, I don't want to live in that world.
But I mean, like a soda can.
Oh, that
a pop
makes
can.
Me feel better.
No, but the reason why this is interesting me, because when I think of soda cans, I think, oh, you drink like 5 of those a day, like Mountain Dew, whatever.
Oh,
people
yeah.
do that all the time. So is this, like, I don't know if it's a generational, like these people that are alive right now, just everyone that's alive right now. Are we the people that are drinking the most coffee ever in the whole entire time of the world? Or because it seems like coffee is like, every motherfucking
I think
whale.
You do start at a younger age. Like, sounds like talking about drugs. But like now it's like really trendy for like teens to drink coffee, right?
But these cans, like are people just cracking one open every hour?
I wouldn't. Maybe, because some people do it with Red Bull.
I'm not worried. I just want to know like what's up.
Yeah, I feel like compared to most people, like my coffee, I feel like I'm not like addicted to coffee because I only have one a day.
You know oh, yeah. I mean? But there's some people that have like 5.
That's like what some like people on it like meth probably say. Like they probably say, like, I just do it on the weekends.
Oh yeah, but then you end up. So what's
my
your
whole
thoughts?
Thing about coffee is like I'm totally down to be addicted because my grandma, one of my grandmas, if like both are listening, I just don't want to leave out the other. But one of my grandmas drinks coffee like insane amounts, and she seems totally fine. So I don't think it's bad.
Oh, so yeah, that's true. Do you?
What
so
you
like,
say? What are my thoughts on what?
So like what? So like what I'm trying to say is like what are your thoughts on like being there being pop can coffee? Like do you think it's opening up? Because in my mind, it's opening up like a whole new like world, and not in a bad way or good way. Just opening up a whole new thing, and I don't
guess
know.
I'm down. Like I it's kind of exciting to me to be honest. Like thinking of that.
Would you get it? That like grosses me out. And
well,
I'm
to
joking.
Me, I feel like since I originally thought it was the black bean cans, I feel like now it just sounds good compared to that.
But
you know
just
what I mean?
Can't picture cracking open a coffee can.
Well, to me, I'm just like, I probably would never get... Like, I get one like a road trip maybe, but it's like... I don't know. Because even like those coffee, those Frappuccino things at the gas station, the Starbucks one.
Those are the funniest things.
I used to get those like in high school.
Yeah, those ones are so good.
But like those don't really gross me out that much.
Yeah, they honestly don't gross me out. I think it just is so funny to me. Like, when I saw the commercial, I was like, oh my gosh, pop off.
I know. But isn't it a thing where, like, pumpkin spice things are, like, is it a way bigger thing now because of social media? Like, even in the 80s, like, would grocery stores make everything pumpkin spice?
No, I feel like it's a new thing, right?
Because right after this podcast, I want to film a Trader Joe's video about trying all the weird pumpkin stuff. They have a pumpkin turkey burrito. Like,
I saw that yesterday.
It just getting to the point where it's like, why are everyone just trolling?
I know, I don't know if people actually like them or if it just is one big joke that I'm not in on.
Wait, didn't we kind of find out that people like, well, I guess this is already a thing, people like pumpkin spice, but they don't actually like pumpkin, right?
No, here's my tea about this, and I've always said this, and I'm going to say it again. But pumpkin, have you had pumpkin out of the can, just straight out of the can, just like one little thing?
I mean, I've had pumpkin pie, is that the same thing?
Oh, no, because there's pumpkin spice added in that.
I don't think I've ever had just plain pumpkin.
Yeah, so when our mom's cooking it, sometimes I just try it because I'm like, what does this taste like? Tastes basically like nothing. So my tea about pumpkin spice is, I think pumpkin, the whole entire pumpkin flavor that war used to is just pumpkin spice.
And also, I think people like the aesthetic of it, you know? It's like, it's fall, pumpkin patch, sweaters, you know what I mean? But like, I don't know if anyone actually likes the taste of pumpkin. But I like pumpkin pie, but I guess that's just pumpkin spice.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, like, I guess, I don't know if I... Yeah, I love pumpkin pie and pumpkin muffins, pumpkin
pie blizzard at Dairy Queen.
Delicious.
If you live near a Dairy Queen, get one before Halloween?
Yeah, I think so.
For some reason, it cuts off before Thanksgiving, which I've always found confusing.
But Thanksgiving... It's weird how next week is going to be October. Like, something about that just, like, is weirding me out. Spooky.
I know, I'm so excited for fall. Sounded like I'm a parody.
Cringy.
I'm joking. Something that I discovered today that I realized I never really had that strong of an opinion on it before, but people who follow zero people.
Oh, on any social media?
People who aren't following anyone, they're following zero people. I feel like you need to avoid those types of people. You know what I mean? Because, like, I feel like that type of energy, like, it's pretty much saying, like, I can't be a fan of anyone else. I only need to focus on myself and, like, other people make me insecure. That's like the vibe it gives it to me.
My thing about it is that I agree with you like wholeheartedly because even like just whenever I see someone's following zero people, like,
yeah,
it just doesn't
it just sit rubs
right
you the
me.
Wrong way because it's like, oh, so like you've decided that you're better than everyone because you expect all of us to follow you, but you're not going to return it to anyone. Not even at least follow like 5 people, 3 people, but following zero, it's pretty much just like, yeah, I've decided that I'm just a level above you guys, so I'm not going to follow anyone, but, like, obviously everyone follow me. You know what I mean? I just don't mind thinking of them going on Instagram, and it just says no posts, because there's nobody, they're not following anyone, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But...
I know, I feel like my thoughts are, like, it just, it's... So many people do it that are famous, though, but it just is weird.
That's what I wonder. Like, I have all these, like, people who are, like, that are, like, A-list celebrities do it. But does anyone just, like, at a high school do it, do you think? Or they're just like, I'm not going to follow anyone.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder, like, if anyone just, like, at a certain, like, I don't know, like, just hot dog factory is just like, I'm not going to follow anyone. And, but I want everyone else to follow me. Like, that type of energy.
Oh, yeah, but, like, if you're not following anyone and you just, like, don't want to, then it's, like, okay.
Yeah, but then if you expect people to follow you, it's, like, so you think you're pretty much just saying you're better than everyone.
It feels like I'm doing charity work or something.
Yeah, it's just, like, oh, yeah, like, I don't want to see any of your guys' posts because, like, I don't want to see your lives and, like, I just don't give a shit, but here's my life and, like, you better follow me. That's just the energy it gives.
That's what it does give, like, that exact energy.
Or it's just, like, I haven't found anyone yet who's worthy of my follow, you know?
It's funny thing about the people that they used to follow, but like how mad they were when they unfollowed. So like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. It just is funny thinking about how triggered they were.
I know. Okay. Weekly Ellen update.
Oh yeah. So as we said last week, she just hasn't been saying anything and she said she didn't get fired. Which wasn't that a rumor? She was gonna get fired from her show.
I think people, the funny thing about, okay, so everyone started saying, oh, Ellen's such a horrible boss. She was toxic work environment. And then I remember seeing all these viral tweets of just being like, oh, this celebrity should take over her show, or, oh, let's give this guy her show. And it's like, I don't think it works like that. Like, why don't they just give them, like, they were saying, like just a random celebrity, like Rebel Wilson, like, let's give Rebel Wilson the show. It's like, wait, but wouldn't she just get her own show? Why would she take over Ellen?
It'd be funny if it was still called the Ellen DeGeneres show, though.
But with Rebel Wilson, it's like, oh, yeah, we fired Ellen. But it's like, wouldn't she just get
But it's
her
like,
own?
Ellen's still getting money. So, like...
I just got a flashback of when it... One of the first viral tweets saying, comment below your Ellen story.
That's
and then
so funny,
somebody
still.
Jokingly put, like, she threw hot soup in their face and all this stuff.
We've already talked about this before, but... This doesn't really have to do with Ellen, but... But it's... It's crazy thing about those famous people or celebrities that got like that were famous before the internet, because I feel like you could be mean and no one would know.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But nowadays with social media, I feel like you get like
oh yeah,
like
I sort of feel like
get chucked out.
Anyone who
whatever.
Is famous before like the year 2000, they all have the energy of like I'm following zero people.
Oh, they
like,
all have that.
Yeah, they
energy.
All had that energy because they were just like I'm the shit. Like. No one's ever gonna expose me. No one has a camera phone. I can be so rude at the restaurant, throw breadsticks in the sky.
I know. You just know, like, 1986. You're 1986.
Follow zero people.
Yeah, I'm 35, and my movie just came out, and it made $300 million in box office.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to, like, Vincenzo's, and I'm, like, telling everyone, like, get away, VIP, yeah. Like, I'm so famous.
And it's almost like on the drive to the restaurant, just drive over everyone's mailbox. I know, and then just, like, run into people's cars, throw rocks through windows, and just, like, yeah, who cares?
I just picture, like, this energy of, like, actually being, like, a total dickhead.
But nowadays, like, if you get famous, like, you have to be so apologetic. I'm so sorry, guys. Like, people say, like, oh, I don't like this movie on Netflix. And they get a text, like, you guys, I'm so sorry. Like, the movie's actually really good. If you liked it, like, I'm not trying to... say my opinion or whatever. I just want to spread positivity. It's like the complete opposite.
I know you have to say sorry for
everything. I know if someone says like, oh, I don't like this makeup brand, and everyone just attacks them saying, what? And like, I'm so sorry. So sorry, everyone. Like, I actually really love the makeup brand.
So basically with this weekly Ellen update,
okay.
There hasn't been
She's
much to
back.
Say.
The first episode.
Yeah, so I watched a 4-minute thing where she was just saying like, oh, season 18
yeah.
is coming. And, I watched it, but I didn't want any notes. But basically, she just said...
You were holding your iPad. You're like about to read something.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Basically, she has a virtual audience. So, like, they showed the audience, and it just is, like, a bunch of screens with people.
Wait, are you for real?
I'm not joking.
And they actually laugh out loud and stuff?
And, like, it seemed like, yeah, they just were watching.
Wait,
it.
How did you get to be one of those people? That'd be
I don't
so
know,
fun.
I wish I knew how.
Because I would laugh at, like, such a unique laugh. Like, hee-hee! So I could, like, hear myself.
Hee-hee!
Would they get mad at you if you laughed like that?
I think they would at you, ain't I?
Like, they'd be like, boom, let's mute that one. Wait, so what did she joke about it? Like, I wanted to see, like, how she would joke about it. Because obviously, she's gonna do jokes about it, right?
She did joke about it.
Wait, so like, what'd she say?
Well, she didn't... Oh, she said... One thing that she said was people are mad because she's known as the Be Kind Lady.
Yeah?
But then she just made a joke like, oh, like, that's kind of a sticky spot to be in. But she didn't say why it was a sticky spot
to
be in.
Oh, because, like, sometimes you can't be kind all the time?
Yeah, like, which she actually did. She said, like, sometimes I'm mad, sometimes I'm sad. And
oh,
she's
yeah.
really impatient, she said.
She said, sometimes I throw hot soup on someone's face.
But yeah, basically it was just 4 minutes of her saying, like, people have come out and, like, and she just said, like, it's a toxic work environment, I guess.
I guess. She doesn't say, I guess. Can you imagine? She said, apparently this happened.
No, when I was watching it, I got the vibe that, like, That she didn't, like, fully know what was happening, but I don't really...
I almost feel like the smartest thing to do would be to double down and be like, yeah, I used to be the Be Kind Lady, and for a period of my life, I did want to do that, but... So I don't know what about my current self, but it's kind of mad a lot, and, like, I'm going to just be known as, like, the mean person, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, it's just, like, I'll still be funny, but, like, a lot of times it's in a mean way, and just, like, be mean to people, and, like, if you don't like it, tune out.
It's my new thing. But she ended it with, this season is going to be the best season ever.
Ooh.
So
oh, my God.
Last
I'm, like,
season?
Already, like, dreading watching the interviews, because she's going to have to be so extra nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So do you think so, like, this is just, like, a sneak peek to the season, so it probably won't start yet, but do you think when the season starts, like, people are going to dig and, like, edit it to make it seem like she's being so cringy,
like,
or something?
If it was a toxic work environment, like, all the legitimate reasons why she was bad, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, obviously that's bad. But then people brought it to the point where they said, Yeah, did you know, like, there's a psychological reason why some people like scaring people? Because you know how the show she always would scare people? It's like, boo, everyone does that sometimes.
No, that's everyone, the internet scares
everyone
me.
Everyone at one point has popped out at someone and go, whoa, and the person gets scared and they think it's funny. Like, and then they're saying, there's a something psychologically wrong with her. The fact that she always wanted to scare people. It's like, boo, we all know when she used to scare Taylor Swift, we all were at home laughing, thinking, ha ha, oh my God. But someone would pop out of the box. You know when they'd have the interview and there's the box and they'd pop out of the box? Like that to me, I'm like, oh my God, I love this, so entertaining. But now people are like, you need to get checked out.
Yeah, that's why, like, something that scares me about the internet is that, like, okay,
know,
so for
the
example, like,
thing.
I think it's funny, like, poking someone in the air, like, hello, who is it? But you know, like, if I did that on the, if I was Ellen and I did that, someone would say, like, you know that, like, they secretly were, like, creepy or something. I don't know. There's something weird.
Yeah, that's the thing. But,
So, yeah, so basically the recap is she's coming back. We don't know if people are going to keep hating, and she's gonna make it the best season yet. And is it the last season?
I actually don't know.
I think it's till 2021 or something. Hard contract.
And then I'm assuming she'll quit, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I can't believe she's been doing it for 17 years, she said.
That's crazy. That's a good run if it's over. I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's like a long ass time. What I always thought about what's cool about Ellen is that she got the show at like 43 or something.
And her whole story is really cool. Like, didn't we watch a documentary on like her life? And she used to have a show, but then it got canceled.
Oh, yeah. But you support her? I'm kidding. But wait, what I just realized is that who's going to agree to go on the show? Because, like, it's this huge thing on social media where everyone really dislikes her. So any celebrity who agrees to go on is pretty much going to get called out.
Yeah, like, what I was pitching was just every day it's Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm down for that.
But who knows? Maybe no one will care anymore.
I just, like, want... Yeah, like I just pitched, like, in my recommended on YouTube, Ellen being shady for 5 minutes to the 20th version.
My one thing that I want to know if it's actually true, I need to know if from a legitimate source who worked there, if this is true. Did she actually not let people look at her? Because that whole thing is just like, what? Like, that... I've always just wondered, like, is that... I always thought that was just a stereotypical thing that you'd say celebrities do. They don't let you look at them. Like, do you think she actually wouldn't want people to look at her?
I forgot about all the actual shit that people said. I mean, it might be. Like,
wait, but like what would be the reason?
If I had to guess, like, I have no proof behind this, but I feel like it's real.
Yeah, like that to me is just like, what? Like, that's just weird thinking, like, oh, you cannot make eye contact with me. It's like, but why? All human.
Do you think it was so hard, like, this season when she finally told her vocals, like, okay, you can look at me.
Oh, that'd be so awkward. The first day where she said, Sarah, like, I know I've always really pointed you out and make you turn around during the meetings, but, like, you can look at me. And then she lets people know, like, by the way, you guys can eat tuna. Because, like, that was another thing.
Oh, because then you
where she got mad at people's breath.
That's so funny.
You guys can eat whatever you want on your lunch break. And, like, I'm not going to get mad about breath anymore. And all that stuff. But what was I? Oh, my God. I just was thinking of something. Oh, something in the long run. Oh, I was going to say, for all the people who are mad at Ellen saying, like, wait, you don't let people look at you? Just know that everyone who's following zero people on Instagram, that's definitely their energy. You can't look at them in the eye. So.
Turn around. Don't look at me.
What I was wondering about Ellen, does she run her social media? Or it's obviously someone on the show, right?
Yeah, I think it's one of her locals. She said she has, like, 270 locals.
But she looks at them all?
She said, like, oh, well, like, obviously if they work for me, like, I tell them what to do.
But she said that?
I'm joking.
Wait, so what? Did she... was it a thing where, like, she started out with jokes and then got serious and was like, but honestly, like, I'm going to try to make this good?
No, it was kind of like a thing where, like, the whole time she was serious, but, like, every like, minute she'd do a joke. Just a joke on what she was saying that's not, like, that serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we need to do the little pause.
Oh.
Now, this is what the ad would be, and get ready for the next time, guys. It's going to be so good.
Transition.
Okay. So, glitch in the matrix. There's this Reddit. I don't know if you introduced me to it or not, but people would tell their stories about a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah, it was one of the first, since when I first went on Reddit, I subscribed to like UFOs, aliens, like all this weird Reddits. So it did recommend to me Glitch in the Matrix, and I was subscribed for a while, but I had to unsubscribe because I was like, this is just too creepy. I don't want to, if this is real, I don't want to know about it. It's basically where people say like the world glitches. Like, remember the one that I read that made me unsubscribe was someone said they're on a road trip alone, pulled off to get gas, and the whole town was frozen. He said they went to the gas station and were just like, doing the mannequin challenge, but a town version. And like apparently everyone's just like mid thing. And
so my thing with these stories is that obviously isn't believable, but I believe it.
Yeah, like, without
I think it could be real, is what I'm saying.
But I also think people might just be like lying, but it's still entertaining to read.
But then also the thing about these stories is that I think in everyone's life there's been times where you're like, why does it seem like no one's like acting like they're supposed to? Just for like a moment you're thinking.
Oh, that. Yeah.
But okay.
So you have some memorable ones or?
First I have the definition of a glitch in the Matrix.
Let them know.
Something within or from which something else originates, develops, or takes from.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. I don't really know. I just.
Wait, what did you say? Say it again, because I was looking at my shirt and then I heard all these weird things. And I was like, what?
Something within or from which something else originates, develops, or takes form.
Is this what the Reddit
says? Oh, takes form.
This is what the Reddit...
No, this is just Google, so...
That's the definition of glitch or but Matrix?
A glitch... Oh, definition of Matrix.
Oh!
Yeah, but... okay, but
isn't
that
Matrix basically just like a simulation?
So this is what the Glitch in Matrix Reddit said.
Okay.
Glitch in Matrix stories are first-hand accounts of some small but puzzling occurrence that has no logical explanation. The name comes from the movie The Matrix, where a glitch drew someone's attention to the fact that they were in a simulation.
Okay.
Okay. So, let's get to the stories.
Jacob handpicked these. Let's get into it.
Okay. You can read the first one.
Okay. Oh my god, it's a full-on story. A couple of nights ago, I was parking my car downtown on the side of the street. A couple walked past my car and got into their car, parked a couple spaces in front of me. I immediately recognized the couple as my cousin and wife. Granted, I didn't see their faces clearly because it was dark. However, they both have very distinct features, such as both of their builds, their height, and a her to die for hair. I also thought it was really weird to see them since they lived 2 hours away. I texted earlier that night to say I saw them, but didn't say hello because I didn't want to yell at them in the dark from my car. She said, oh, that wasn't us, but we are coming into town tonight and going downtown. Say hi if you see us this time. I know I didn't see their faces clearly, and it could have just been people that look like them, but I cannot get over it with the similar features and the fact that they were coming into town the very next day. I've also questioned if they were in town early and didn't want people to know. But there's no rhyme or reason for them to lie, especially about being in a very busy, popular restaurant area if they wanted to keep it secret for some reason. So basically,
da, da, da.
This person saw their cousin, their cousin and his wife, but then they think that there was time travel or what?
So basically they saw their cousin and wife, cousin and his wife or whatever, but they thought it was them the day before and they weren't in town.
Yeah.
But then... they said, oh, we weren't in town. So basically, he just thinks that it's like an...
Weird thing where like that part of the town like was a day ahead.
Yeah, so I guess it could be so many explanations.
That's creepy. If stuff like that is real, that would be creepy. Like if it came out and they were like, oh yeah, like certain times just like stuff just gets glitched. Do you think if they did know that, would they just not tell us? Because it's just kind of too creepy to know.
Yeah, I feel like they... Like whoever found out wouldn't tell anyone.
One time I saw on Twitter and I thought about like unfollowing this person because it was so scary. And they just said like... Oh, yeah, like, I was walking up a flight of stairs, and when I got to the top, all of a sudden, I was at the bottom again. And I was like, what? Don't tell me that.
I know, like, these could be, but I just, like, it's so interesting to me, but it's creepy because, like, what if it happens to me one time?
Yeah.
Okay, so my thoughts on this story are, that's just creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy, but...
But there isn't... I don't fully subscribe to this story because it was dark out.
Yeah, and so plus they weren't fully confident in it, you know?
Yeah, but if it was like daytime and they literally look like them, then I'd fully subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the next one is, I'm so confused. Did I glitch? Me every morning.
Oh,
okay,
my God, am I glitching right now?
I was talking to my friends, both of whom are married about a year. I congratulated them on the baby news, and they both are shunned and look at each other then back at me. I say, what's wrong? And they said they literally just found out that morning, but never told anyone. I said I saw it on Facebook, so we checked and there was nothing on there. I'm confused because I remember reading their post on Facebook. So we kind of just looked weirdly at each other and went our way.
That's creepy.
I know, this is one of those stories where it's, wait, what? We actually kind of have a story like
this. Yeah, and I was going to say, like, stuff like this, I can just dream, like, I don't know exactly. There's even one from high school. I remember this, me and this one friend of mine, we thought we saw this one social media post, but apparently it didn't exist. But I guess someone could have just, they could have just deleted it. But
oh, yeah.
But we have a thing like this where, with a glitch.
Oh, yeah. So Matthew is going to get you a present for your birthday.
Yeah, and then, a specific wallet.
Yeah, and then he told me like, what color should I get? And then I said, oh, you should get this color. And then I didn't tell Lucas.
Yeah.
But then when Lucas got the wallet from Matthew, Lucas said, oh my gosh, I like knew that you're going to get me this because Jacob told me. But then we went back on the text.
No, but I said, this is the thing. I didn't say you told me. I just remember in my mind, for some reason, you messaged me saying, I might get one of these. Or you just said, like, these wallets are cool, right? Or something like that and said, like, what color should I get? Or something like that. Like, I thought you just sent the wallets and said, like, these are kind of cool. What do you think? Or something like
that. Did I do that then?
I don't know. I swear we looked back on the text and you didn't.
Yeah, so the thing about this is that, with like, do these look cool, I might have done that. But we look back on the text and nothing was there.
No, that one's actually creepy. Like, so I just don't get how that happened. Like, either, I don't know, but I didn't, I don't, maybe, I don't know. I honestly don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, the only thing that, we glitched. The only thing that would be an explanation is I told you over the phone.
Yeah.
So that could be what's happening.
Maybe you did. Maybe you did just say like, oh, look at these walls. Like, what color do you think is the coolest? Just to like, so then you'd be able to say what color.
Yeah. I don't know. That's weird though. So with this story, just weird.
I know.
Okay, the next one.
Have you glitched? Just kidding. They said my cat glitched. Oh,
I know.
Yes.
This one's a juicy one.
I love Luna. Before I even get into this, Luna, my dog, she definitely glitches. Because, like, she'll always just be staring at you. And, like, it's so creepy. Because, like, you're like, okay, come up. And then she'll just keep staring. And it's like, boo, just stop glitching.
Oh, Avery, the family dog, glitches too all the time.
Oh, yeah. Remember she actually, like, it was creepy, though. Because one of the family dogs died. And always used to sleep in this one area of the living room. And Avery wouldn't go near that part of the living room. And if we actually, like, just wanted to test it, we put her on a leash and, like, come on, Avery, and, like, try to make her go over there. And she actually wouldn't. She was glitching or something happened.
Avery, so she is such a weird dog. And part of me thinks that she's a human in a dog form. Because when she also goes to bed, she has, this could just be a form of OCD and for dogs or something, but she has to go a certain way. And if you try to make her go the other way, she acts like she's so scared and like she wants to like jump over everything.
That
so like
is so weird.
I don't know if she
isn't scared of certain hallways in the house and stuff.
Yeah, and like
she's just a weirdo. She's a weirdo dog.
Yeah, and like the family treats her good. It's not like they do
she's
bad
a glitch.
Things. Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, so my cat glitched. The Reddit story by Penguin Girl. Hi, this is my first post. I read a lot about glitches, so I wanted to share my experience. This happened about 3 to 4 years ago. I have a cat. She always stayed in my grandma's workroom for the night because we don't want her to be cold outside. This workroom opens from the kitchen and it has a little lock on it. We always let her out there when we go to sleep. I did it on that specific day. I called her, fed her, then locked her out. I went to sleep, but the next morning when I went down to the kitchen to have breakfast, my cat was there. Like, I clearly remember locking her out, but she was there in the kitchen. I immediately checked the door and it was locked, so there's no way she could somehow open the door to come in. I asked my grandma, because it was just the two of us there, but she said she didn't let her in, but neither did I. So to this day, I'm still confused what happened and how she came in. Sorry for my grammar. I don't practice English in a long time.
Oh, okay.
Liar.
Can you give me the summary of this story? So
wait,
is
everyone listening? Cannot pay attention either.
No, I just was. I was drinking my coffee.
It really gives me the vibe of like when you would go in class and everyone would read a paragraph. It gives me that vibe.
Yeah, and then it also gives me the vibe of when you're in the library and the librarian like reads you a story and then it just you don't really pay.
That happens to you still?
I mean, when you're a kid. I mean, wait, but just give me like.
I thought the recording was
the rundown.
Basically, they always would lock a cat in a room at night. She locked the cat in the room, and then the next day it was out. This one doesn't really weird me out that much because I'm like, "Boo, you're probably retired and you didn't lock her in there."
Oh, yeah. This,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, because stuff like that happens to me all the time. Well, like, I thought I did something, but it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. That'd be like me saying it's a glitch in the matrix. Like, I swore I took my contacts out, but they're still in my eyes the next day. It's like, probably were just tired and didn't.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe she, her cat somehow defied
gravity,
defied everything we know and all science, and went through a wall.
I know cats or do you have had a robber. Energy.
Or I feel like the grandma let her out and just tried to creep out the granddaughter.
I don't know, I swear. Yeah, that one, it could be real, but like I feel like you might have just forgot.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm sorry, golly.
Why are you lying?
Oh, boy. Okay, but when we did popcorn reading class, I used to hate that.
Oh, yeah. What's it? Popcorn reading?
So like I'd read and then I'd say popcorn.
Wasn't it also
Lucas.
Called like something with a bird? Like a birding ring, fly around reading or something.
I don't think they ever did that.
Oh, I just glitched.
My radio gave me directions to my friend's house.
Okay.
I already read this one, so I'm just gonna give you guys a summary.
It's so long. Like, I
so basically, I read this like last week, so like a little bit messed up, but I still know the gist. He was going to his friend's house, and the radio started telling him directions. And that's basically the story.
That's just creepy.
So, like, wait, but let me see if he used
But is
his...
it, like, maybe, like, your phone was on Bluetooth?
Oh, this is what happened. This is the full story. His car doesn't have Bluetooth.
Oh, okay.
But the directions were coming out of the radio. So he was... So that is really, really weird.
That is weird.
So I don't know how that would work. I'm assuming the directions were... He had the directions on his phone, but somehow it was coming out of the radio, which is weird.
Yeah, the car glitched.
Yeah, I mean, with this one, I literally don't know. The only solution is glitch.
Yeah, like, obviously if that happened to me, I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
So I'd just be like, what?
Oh, gosh!
Stop.
Yeah, with this one, I'm going to have to say it's a glitch, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, that one, there's really no way to explain it, besides you're just imagining it.
It'd be so nice if the podcast was a glitch, and we woke up tomorrow, and we didn't even have a podcast.
Oh, yeah, that'd be suck. That'd be so scary if they said, like, just so you guys know, like, in this year, it's going to be a lot of glitches. That would suck. Isn't, in a way, like, Mandela Effect a glitch?
Yeah, that's a glitch.
Oh, yeah.
What else is a glitch?
Oh,
like, when... This is such a glitch thing. Not saying, like, it's actually a glitch, but just weird. When you're driving and you get to the location and you don't really know how you got there because you're just, like, daydreaming.
Oh, yeah, that's always so weird. And, like, that always scares me if I'm driving and I just think, like, I haven't been thinking about driving for the past, like, 15 minutes. It just scares me because I'm like, is this safe?
Yeah, like, oh, if I'm, like, running or something, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm at this place, but, like, I was obviously running. And, like, obviously I know what I was doing, yeah. But it's like, oh, I just was daydreaming or something.
Oh, a glitch to me is, like, rainbows. Like, how in the hell does the sky... Like, that's so cool that nature makes all these cool colors. Like, that is just so weird.
Yeah.
It's a glitch.
Oh, with rain? Sometimes it's raining on one spot, but then it's not raining, like, literally a step away.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like...
And also, like, when you're driving on a road and you see that water ahead of you, it's like, come on. Like, can we fix this glitch? Is there a way to do a softer update?
I know.
Because why do you see water up there? And everyone just says, oh, it's a mirage. And it's like, will you explain the science behind it? And no one knows.
I used to be so weirded out because I was like, wait, where's the water?
I know. I remember just always being like, this time we'll actually see it. And then I wouldn't. And I'd be like, I am done. That's when like you realize, like, don't trust anything.
No, but that's what gave me hope.
What do you think they thought in the olden days when they saw stuff like that?
Maybe if I, like, a demon's going to attack us.
Or anything they saw when they saw a rainbow. They're probably like, oh.
I wouldn't like him in the old days because, like, I feel like nothing would be explained. So, like, I would just be chilling, and then I'd see a rainbow, and then someone would say, that means that you're going to live the best life, and, like,
yeah.
And no, but, like, they exaggerate. It's like a failure's going to come down tonight in your dream,
yeah,
or something.
It would suck if, like, there was no recorded history before you were alive, because then, yeah, people would just be running rampant. Like, they'd be saying, like, oh, there's a thunderstorm, like, the world is mad.
Or you would eat a chicken. But then someone would go up to you and say, oh, if you eat a chicken, all your wishes are going to go down.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Do you believe in leprechauns?
I wish they were real with the pot of gold at the end.
That's a glitch. Is that all the glitches then?
Yeah, my thoughts are it could just be us forgetting things, but it could also be a glitch, but I honestly am leaning towards Moe just forget things.
This is why I unsubscribe to that subreddit. Because it's just creepy. Like, if it is real, I don't want to know.
It is interesting, though.
It is interesting, though. Yeah, for sure. Have any of your pets glitched?
Avery.
Oh, yeah. I was asking them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should I act like I'm one of them?
Yeah.
All right. My pet Sandy glitched. We live in Arizona. And she fell in a sandbox.
That's an email we wouldn't read on the podcast. We'd just scroll right past. But Chris Evans had a nude leak.
Oh my gosh. Wait,
what? I don't even really know. I don't watch the Avengers. He's one of the Avengers.
Yeah, I don't want to be one of those annoying bitches again.
Like, I don't know these people.
I'm not joking to be funny or act like I'm so indie, but he's the one with the beard, right?
I think.
And I'm not even joking to be funny.
He has a beard and I want to wet it.
I'm in a hoy and
that's a WAP lyric.
Was he the one that had kind of dating Jennifer Lawrence even though he was married?
No, you're thinking of Chris Pratt? The other Chris.
Yeah. Evan Pratt, right? No, the
Did you say Evan Pratt? His name's Chris Pratt for sure.
The one that if we were talking about Jake Gyllenhaal, I know who that is. Let's look at him.
See, I don't really reckon. He looks almost like, is that Liam Hemsworth?
He's cool, though.
Yeah, but so what happened was, remember we said this on a podcast years ago where we said, how come you don't hear about these people accidentally Snapchatting a dick pic, accidentally leaking stuff? Because, we're all on our phones all the time and we're just posting everything. How do you not accidentally, when you upload 5 photos to Instagram, just click, a nude?
Yeah.
This happened to him. He was playing Heads Up, I think, the Ellen game. So he's supporting Ellen. What the? Karma. I'm just kidding. But he was somehow wanted to screen record his phone playing Heads Up or something like that.
Wow.
And then he went to his photos on the screen record and it was just a picture of his dick. But then he posted it so he just didn't double check. But he just was oh yeah, shit happens, you know?
But when did he do this?
A week ago.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm surprised I didn't hear about this.
Oh yeah. That'd be funny to if you were gonna do something like that, Google 12-inch dick and then have that on your camera roll and be like,
that'd be a
crap,
funny joke.
Oh my god, it's mine.
That'd be a funny joke.
Yeah.
Here's some facts about.
I keep thinking it said stop recording.
Just because we don't really know about Chris
Evans, not Hemsworth.
He's 39. He has 3 siblings. He's never been married, and he's 6 foot.
He's never been married.
Yeah. So is he bi or straight?
I actually don't know.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
So he must be in a relationship because he obviously sent that dick pic to someone. That'd be so funny if he just took it for fun, though, and actually didn't send it to anyone.
I know.
It was just on his phone. But, that's not the worst thing to be on your camera roll. It could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
It could be so embarrassing.
Even just more embarrassing if for some reason you filmed yourself having sex and that was just in it.
Or just you screenshot the album sales to Demi Lovato's first album and be like, why are you looking at that? And why is that in the recent?
Wait, and why what other photos are in the recent?
I think it was just boring stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But that happened. So just, I wanted to say that so all of you guys know. Don't make sure to get, before you screenshot your phone, just make sure there's not anything questionable.
Yep, that's really important advice.
Another thing that happened this past week was an Alaskan dentist who extracted a patient's tooth while on a hoverboard has been sentenced to 12 years in jail.
Is this a TikTok skit?
I don't know. Let me see. It says,
why would he be on a hoverboard?
He was filmed. So it says a former dentist who was filmed extracting a patient's tooth while standing on a hoverboard has been sentenced to 12 years in jail. He was convicted on 46 felony and misdemeanor counts. Oh, so it wasn't even about the hoverboard. It said he had all these misdemeanor counts, including medical assistance fraud, scheme to defraud, illegal practice of dentistry, and reckless endangerment. Is this all from just him going on a hoverboard?
No, wasn't probably past stuff that happened. Oh, maybe it is from this going on a hoverboard.
Oh, this is just one of the counts. It went viral because just it was one of the counts in the lawsuit. If he extracted a tooth from a sedated patient while riding a hoverboard, filmed the procedure, then sent it to several people. It wasn't even to go online.
What?
It wasn't even like, I'm going to go viral and the patient's on board. That's what I thought when I read this. I thought it was just, you know, a patient who was down to clown was like, oh yeah, I'll be on your Instagram, go on a hoverboard and pretend to take out my tooth or even just actually do it. I'm down. But the person was sedated. They didn't even want to be a part of this.
That just makes it 10 times worse.
He was on a hoverboard and then sent it to people. Not even post. He knew it was bad, so he didn't post it online. He just sent it to people.
Like, I wouldn't be mad, but I'd just be like, what?
Well, I'd be like, you almost effed up my mouth?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So with this, it leads me to what I thought. All this time when all the vinyls were using hoverboards, they don't actually hover. So why are they called hoverboards?
And also, like,
and I'm mad about it.
They ruined a whole entire device. Cause like, I feel like hoverboards could have been cool, but they were just so like linked with douche people that you couldn't really.
They don't even hover. It's not a
hoverboard. Yeah, they don't hover.
It's literally a scooter without the handlebars.
Yeah, it's like, don't call it a hoverboard, cause when we actually invent that, we're going to have to use that name. So maybe just call it a rollerboard.
When I picture a hoverboard, I just picture this like vine person going to yogurt land in the hoverboard.
Know,
like, saying, how's I'm reach?
Just please walk. Like, just walk.
I know.
We already don't get enough activity as it is. Just, you can walk.
Yeah.
I remember one time I went to a party and someone was hover, like a YouTube event thing. And this one big YouTuber was there hovering around, like with a drink, going up to the bar, hover.
Are you joking?
Hover to the dance floor, turn around. It's like, walk. Like, come on.
What?
Walk. Like, if you want a hoverboard, sometimes it's fine, but like going to a party and you aren't even gonna walk around the party. Hover into the bathroom, hover into the urinal, like, come on now.
I don't get how they don't fall off.
I know.
So with this one, yeah, I guess he didn't even post it on TikTok or anything, is what I'm confused by.
Yeah.
He just sent it to a few people.
That's so funny. Like, when I got my wisdom teeth out, obviously I went under, but like thinking if, like, they just, like, did a photo, like, their finger up my own finger up my nose and, like, just did embarrassing photos and sent it to their friends.
Oh, it's like, LOL!
But that is so... That... Oh. Do you think he did it to... Do you think he always was on it? Like, was it just, like... Was it just...
One-time thing.
Was it just a show off to the friends for maybe 5 seconds? Do you think it was a thing where it was, like, yeah, I'm probably just gonna do this for a lot of surgeries?
I think it was just this.
Yeah, but I'm gonna hope... I'm going to hope it was a 5 second span and he actually wasn't doing any like actual extractions while hovering.
Yeah, because that's just scary. And plus,
yeah.
Like, I feel like we're getting to the point in society where everything's a joke, which is cool, but like, I'm scared for like if I ever break a bone.
I know. I again. Feel like people who are about to give birth are going to go to the hospital, like being like, this is serious. And the doctor's going to be on a hoverboard filming skits.
I know. I just picture like me breaking my leg somehow. I go to the emergency room and then I wake up the next morning and my mom's like, what is so sad? Because the doctor puts this video and it's me getting surgery, then him putting whipped cream and chocolate soap on my face and then captioning it, I made my patient a chocolate sundae. And then it goes like violent. It's like, can I please just get surgery without being on TikTok? Please.
That actually is going to, that's going to be what happens when Gen Z grows up.
I made my
up.
Patient into a chocolate sundae. It's like, can I please just get surgery?
Or like you got your wisdom teeth out. You're in the recovery room, like in between sleep and being awake. And like they put a blowhorn in your ear. Boo! Boo, like this isn't the Team 10 Jake Paul house. Oh, like, can we stop with the pranks?
What if you got your wisdom teeth out and they're like, we also gave you butt injections on the whale.
I wish that like you would get a tooth extraction and then you wake up and there'd be candy corn replacing the tooth.
Ew.
And like they'd be like, we sewed candy corn into your mouth and it's like, okay, like LOL, I guess, but take it out. Can we take out the candy corn tooth? I'm done.
And this is proof that it's gonna happen. This
I
is
know.
The first case. Or maybe there's more, but it's gonna keep expanding.
Yeah. That's and the article actually said they did a study and like 90% of people who've gone under during a surgery, there was a prank during it. I would be pissed.
It is weird when you're going under, though, because like you just it's not creepy or anything. It's just weird. You just fall asleep.
I know that's why I was so scared to get my wisdom teeth out, and on top of my face swelling. But I was scared that like the whole like because I remember watching those shows on Discovery Health Channel of like
yeah.
I was awake during my whole surgery, but nobody knew. But it actually was so easy, like. For any surgery in the future, I'm not even going to be nervous because it was so easy. They put it in your vein and you just pass out. There's there's not even a chance to think about it. You just go, burr.
Yeah, with wisdom teeth, they did that. Then with when I got my appendix taken out, they just put this mask over you and then And I'm assuming it releases like a Dudley comical.
I remember that. One that I wouldn't want to do. I don't want to do the one where you're still awake. Laughing gas. It's like, just put me to sleep.
Oh, same.
I don't want to be in a weird delusion state while people are extracting stuff out of my mouth.
Yeah. Wait, have they done the mouth one to you though?
Well, I remember when I got my tonsils out.
Yeah.
This was actually a weird one that like I wouldn't prefer to do this if I got a surgery where it's like, since I was like still a minor, they did like the kid version where like they're like, oh, you're going to be nervous to go in the operation room. So we'll give you something before the operation room just to calm you down. So they gave me that weird thing. And I was in like this weird, like I didn't feel worried or anything, but you're just like in this weird like state where you're just so like calm and like, you know what I mean? Just
like laughing sleeping and stuff. And awake.
Yeah. And then they wheeled me to the room and then actually put me to sleep.
Oh.
But I'd rather just get put to sleep right away because I don't want to be in some weird, you know.
Oh, yeah, like some like awake sleep middle ground.
Yeah, because I just remember being with mom and like laughing and stuff and like she was just like, oh, like you could tell she just felt uncomfortable. Like, oh, like we don't know what you're talking about.
Uncomfortable. Shut the fuck up.
But I've had this weird thing, like I probably already talked about this, but whenever I've had surgery, whenever I wake up, I'm in the best mood. It's like fun.
Oh, maybe you're meant to do those drugs all the time.
Because I remember when I woke up from the tonsils, I was like, this is so fun. Like, I was just in the best mood. And same with the wisdom teeth. I woke up and I was just like, I love it. Like, I didn't ever have, like, a painful... Then, like, I haven't done really that much painful surgeries, but...
Oh, yeah.
Like, for the appendix, when you woke up, were you just straight up in pain?
I don't think I was in that much pain, but I think I was in pain.
Because remember, I was always confused how I wasn't in pain. Because of the tonsils, I remember thinking, I literally don't feel anything. I don't feel any pain in my mouth at all. And with the wisdom teeth, I also was like, yeah, it doesn't hurt.
Did you, like, take the pain meds, though, so that helped?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But,
With my appendix, I was just annoyed because I woke up and I couldn't go pee. So, like, oh. I had to put water, like, on my genitals to make me go pee. And I just, you know, like, thinking it's so...
You had the tube up your dick?
So I have memory of them telling me that, but my mom said it didn't happen, so I...
Peed yourself while laying down?
So I guess it didn't happen, but I think it happened, but...
Wait, so you didn't have a tube in your dick, so they just told you to pee the bed?
No, so when I went to the bathroom, they said, oh, just put waddle.
Oh.
So, because then it helps. Like, when you're...
Why couldn't you pee? You're just so nervous or what?
I think it's because, like, the appendix is kind of by the genitals.
That sounds just gross. Thinking of, like, if a tube going up your dick and then you pee in the catheter. Like, that sounds...
Get ready for it when you're 80. Oh,
that sounds
painful. I'm joking. Like, I'm assuming you don't have to.
All right, well, should we end it?
Yeah, thanks for listening, and then we just need to do a little break for when we get our ad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. It's going to be so good.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, it'll be an ad every 30 seconds the next episode. But thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. Watch our main channels. Follow us on Insta.
And we're probably going to like go on tour or something.
Oh my god, we should have done a COVID tour drive-in.
Oh yeah, but
or a bus. Oh, that wouldn't make sense. I was saying we all could be in the same bus, but it's like you're still spreading.
I saw there was someone that was on a train or bus and he was performing on top of it in New York.
Oh,
so I don't think people bought tickets. It was Bad Bunny. I saw that,
yeah.
So like
I really want to go to one of these drive-in concerts though, because like Whitney Cummings, for example, she's a comedian, if you didn't know, but she's doing a drive-in comedy tour. I want to just experience what that's like.
Oh, it would be fun going to the drag drive-in. Cause I follow
the Halloween one?
Yeah, because I just followed Vanjie on Instagram because I watched the Vegas Revue or whatever, wanted to follow her. So then she said that they're having a drag Halloween thing. I don't know what it is, but...
Oh, I've seen that. They're going on a whole tour, yeah.
So, like, how do they do it? Do you just go in your car or something, I guess?
I guess so. Picture you just drink in your car, but then you have to drive, so you can't really... But you have to have a designated driver and then just drink in the back and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. That's like if you're in the back seat, you can't really see anything.
Oh, yeah. Like I wonder how you can see it. That's what I don't get. I wonder what Taylor Swift plans on doing for next tour. The reason why I'm curious is just because she always makes it such a big deal. Like, wasn't, you know, how tours are like always like grossing and stuff.
Wasn't it only going to be like four cities?
Oh, that's what, like, I don't remember that, but like I picture that because she just do big ass stadiums and 2 days in each.
Yeah.
Then just
like
make
that.
All the money in 5 days. Okay, thanks for listening.
Peace the F out.
Bye.
Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.